Welcome back to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.
Hi there, everyone. Welcome back to our show on a Tuesday.
A Tuesday now instead of Wednesday,
that's
yes.
That's right, and for a whole hour.
For a full hour from 12 to 1.
So we're very glad to have that format now where we're with you for an hour. And with us today, we have Dr. Leonard Smith. Dr. Smith, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, you're very welcome.
And before the break, we actually were talking a little bit about your history and everything, which was quite interesting. And I want to talk to you more about what you feel the essentials are in the realm of supplements. And maybe just give us a quick overview, and then we could get into each one a little bit more entailed.
Okay. Well, you know, working with Renew Life, we came up with a little acronym that I think would be good for everybody to remember, and it's called HOPE, H-O-P-E.
What does HOPE stand for?
Well, the H is for high fiber. The O is for omega-3 oils. The P is for, I'd now say, pre- and probiotics. And the E is for enzymes. And those are a lot of our core products, and I really do believe that we've done a lot of research and writing books and blogs and one thing and the other about all these topics, and one of the simplest things anybody could do is increase the fiber in their diet. And they can generally do that by just eating more vegetables and some fruit, usually the ones that are lower in sugar, like berries and apples as opposed to oranges and bananas, although if you don't have a weight problem, I recommend a small amount of all the kinds of fruits because of all of the flavonoids and thousands of other beneficial chemicals that are in fruit. And then seeds and nuts and legumes and, of course, if you're eating beans, they ought to be soaked in before they're cooked in order to get the phytates out of them that kind of create the gas and problems and whatnot. But you want at least 35 grams of fiber in your diet. We actually wrote a book called The 35-Gram Fiber Diet, and I would call that a start, not an ending point, because a lot of people do well on at least twice that much. I think I probably get more than twice that much in
really?
Fiber. Well, I'm 90% vegetarian, and so therefore you're going to get a lot more fiber because that's where it's at, is in vegetables and grains and legumes and seeds and nuts and fruits. It's really not in animal products.
But Dr. Smith, the fiber, you've got different types. For people who are looking to supplement, you've got soluble and you've got insoluble.
Yeah, well, thanks for adding that in, yeah. Jeff. And that's exactly right, because most people aren't going to eat that much of a plant-based diet. So then it's very important that you take supplements. And you can actually buy supplements that are both insoluble and soluble fiber. I think we focus a little more on the soluble fiber simply because it's the critical one that your intestinal bacteria act on to make molecules, and the simplest name for those is short-chain fatty acids. So they're fatty acids that just have a couple of carbons. So they're small molecules, but we've done a lot of research on those, and boy, the more I look at that, the more I'm amazed that people do as well as they do without supplementing with fiber.
Because most people don't get 35 grams of fiber in their diet.
No, not unless they eat a vegetarian diet and eat some of the things like quinoa, millet. You can do it without eating gluten, but that's a whole other story. But no, you're right. Most people don't, and therefore they need to supplement with it. And I think we've got a good product that's got acacia and some other fibers. Well, the other nice thing about fiber is you can get things that are like inulin and fructooligosaccharide and galactooligosaccharide. All those fancy names are nothing but names for prebiotics, and what that means, it's food that feeds our beneficial bacteria and causes them to bloom and be healthy in your intestinal tract.
And so, where do we get those prebiotics normally?
Well, there are different kinds of foods that have them. A lot of people don't eat this, but leeks and asparagus, chicory, artichoke, garlic, onion. People could use all that, as a matter of fact, just as spices with food. But also things like wheat, oats, and soybeans are high in prebiotics. But honestly, I think if you just eat a wide variety of vegetables and the seed-like grains like quinoa, millet, amaranth, buckwheat, rice, they all have prebiotic functions. And you got to remember something, too, that's very important. Everything's a question of balance. And if you're not on a high-fiber diet and you try to get there in 1 or 2 days, it's like saying you've been walking and now you're going to run a marathon. Now you got to build up to it. So you gradually increase your fiber. And what you can tell is this: is if you get bloated, too gassy, or discomfort in your abdomen, it means you've got too much fiber being fermented at the same time, and your body will gradually accommodate to it. But it's good to start out slow and work up, and it's good to take both insoluble and soluble. It's interesting how many vegetables and fruits, though, are actually already a combination of soluble and insoluble fiber. But that being said, if you don't have the time to do it, taking fiber, frequently a lot of people take it before they go to bed at night or just sprinkle it on their foods. I think we have some nice products that you can even just sprinkle fiber on your regular food so you don't miss getting the fiber and you can still enjoy eating the animal products.
And Dr. Smith, we have about 2 minutes here. Going back to the short-chain fatty acids, what do they do again, their purpose?
Great question. They've been shown, they have some names, butyrate, acetate, and propionate are three of the most common ones. Butyrate acts in the colon. It feeds the colon lining. It goes inside the colon cells. It communicates with the nucleus of the colonic cells and actually provides information that prevents those cells from becoming cancerous. So you can imagine the colon cells are under a lot of stress due to the toxins and whatnot that's in the bowel movement. And those cells, if they get under enough stress, they're going to either die or they're going to make more like them that will end up being a cancer. So you'd rather to have them die or undergo apoptosis and then you grow new ones. That's how critical butyrate is. We now know that propionate and acetate literally sit also on the intestinal lining, but they also sit on the lining of white blood cells and profoundly balance immunity. So much of this immune, autoimmune, allergy, asthma, all these inflammatory conditions we see are largely due to not having enough short-chain fatty acids, which means you're not eating enough fiber, not drinking enough water.
Wow. So that's interesting because a lot of people don't know that information. That's very,
very
valuable, because there's so many people with inflammatory issues like that.
Well, they've got it nailed right down to the GPR43 and GPR41 receptors. They know exactly where propionate and acetate sit. But like anything, again, you can measure your short-chain fatty acids in your stool, and if you put in too much fiber, particularly too fast, and get too gassy, too bloated, you'll make too much short-chain fatty acids, and you don't want to do that either.
So taking the fiber, because the fiber ferments with the bacteria, correct? And that's what produces these short-chain fatty acids?
Exactly. The bacteria literally sit on the soluble fiber, and they sit on the insoluble fiber like sitting in a boat, and they eat the soluble fiber, and the products that come out of the bacteria from eating the soluble fiber are these short-chain fatty acids.
And isn't butyrate one of the things that they do measure to see if you're at a higher risk of colon cancer?
If it's low, you're at a higher risk. If you're on a lower fiber diet, you're at a higher risk. If you're not taking pre and probiotics, I think you're at a higher risk.
And Leonard, stay with us. We want to talk more about some other essentials that you feel people should really be needing. Just stick with us. And thank you all for listening to us today on a Tuesday from 12 to noon. And we are Gulf Coast Nutrition Radio. And
we now have a full hour show, so stay tuned for the second half. And in a minute, we'll be covering more with Dr. Smith. You're listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.